We've got a great show for you today with Nicole Zwierkin, founder of the bully prevention organization Be Kind, Make a Difference. I'm Scott Catoon, and let's start talking about tomorrow's business today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. So we have actually had a new, I want to say now, three or four cause-based organizations that have come on the show, and three of the four have been women founders, which is really cool. One of the major initiatives that we have here on the show is to sort of propel and prop up and help as much as we can women founders. So it's awesome that not only do you have a great organization, but you are a female founder.
I am. I'm so excited to hear that because I do think that this is something that we are starting to feel that we actually can do and we are empowered to do so. And I'm really happy to be a part of that movement and also share my message and my story.
So before we get into exactly what Be Kind, Make a Difference is as an organization, why don't you walk us through sort of your background, who you are, what you do, and what got you into anti-bullying or bully prevention?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I am a former NBA dancer for the Chicago Bulls, which is something that I absolutely loved to do. And through that experience, I was able to work with many charitable organizations, which was one of my favorite parts of the whole job, actually, besides performing. I am a former victim of bullying myself, not only in grade school, but as an adult, which is something that I think people don't even know happen. I was looking for an organization to get involved with so I can give back to something that I felt really passionate about. And I honestly couldn't find that many active chapters in Chicago. You know, there's a lot of education. There's a lot of organizations that bring awareness, but not so much active in the community. And so I thought to myself, you know what? This is something I can do. This is something that I can bring a lot to the table. And so Be Kind, Make a Difference was born.
I think that's really cool. There's two things. So first, we're going to introduce your husband and my college buddy, Chris Zwierkin, who is here. Congratulations. You did quite a job picking out your spouse.
Yeah, thank you.
He's so humble. So humble and modest.
Right.
Ridiculous.
She came after me.
Oh.
But you know what? I actually believe that.
I'm not going to say anything.
I forgot to say doctor, by the way. It's Dr. Chris. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Dr. Stud.
That's
Dr.
important.
Stud.
That's very important.
It's very important. So one of the things you brought up, and I think it's interesting, there is a push towards trying to stop childhood bullying, particularly as it pertains to social media.
Absolutely.
And see the suicides and things like that occur, unfortunately. But one of the things that I think is overlooked, and you touched upon it, is workplace bullying.
Absolutely.
Super common. Not something that you can just like walk into the office and be like, hey, you know, so-and-so's being mean to me or picking on me, because then you look like you're kind of a loser. And then that's downhill.
And that's exactly right. You know, as an adult, you are supposed to be able to take care of things yourself. You're supposed to solve problems. One of the important things is to know that being bullied at work isn't just critique of the job that you're doing. It's actually criticism over and over of the person who's doing the job. And that's something really important. It's not pleasing a difficult boss or following the rules and not following the rules and getting in trouble. It goes beyond that. Once you start to get into that bullying territory, it is extremely difficult to deal with. You start to feel like a different person. You start to question if this is something you should even be doing. And it's a very sad, hard place to be in. So my idea is to have this organization to let people know that they're not alone. This is not something that you need to be ashamed or embarrassed about. And there are solutions. And
yeah, I mean, you know, I think everyone's been through bullying, right? I mean, everyone's kind of had to deal with it. And when I think about it, actually, every time I see it, it takes me back to that same moment where like, man, you know, when you were bullied last or however you feel about it. The thing that I notice is it makes you wake up the next day without that same sort of energy and that same sort of I can do this, no one's going to stop me attitude. And that's the kind of thing that propels you into a tailspin really quickly. And, you know, you don't get the promotion, then it's like, well, they were right. I'm exactly what they said I am.
Absolutely. You start to believe these things that they're saying to you, and it starts to mess with your psyche. Physically, I suffered from headaches terribly. I questioned whether or not I knew what I was doing. It really messes with you. And it's important that we seek outside help because, you know, when you're in that environment, it can get really difficult.
I think that's why one of the main things you're trying to do is increase awareness, though.
Right,
so your colleagues or people surrounding you will stand up and help people out of those situations.
Right, exactly. My situation was the fact that I was kind of trapped in this job because I really financially needed this job. And that was something...
A lot of people have been
there. Absolutely. And that was something that... that was known, and that was used as power over me. And, you know, coworkers would see this going on, and although they would say to me one-on-one, hey, I'm really sorry this is happening to you, they didn't want to get involved out of fear of retaliation themselves. Yeah. And that is something I understood. So every day I had to walk into work knowing I was doing this alone. You know, and it's just something where you have to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, you know, let's get into sort of that light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. So you guys are are parents, one.
Yes.
And Chris, you run a practice, a dental practice.
I'm an associate at a dental group practice. Yep.
So you're managing people, you're working with people every day.
Yep.
I would imagine that what she's doing and her efforts have to impact how you treat your employees, how you work with people, how you treat your patients, everything in general. And then also at home, you go home and you've got a child that you're trying to rear into a person that never becomes a bullier.
Absolutely.
Or in another way, maybe even more importantly, can handle being bullied because it's inevitable.
Absolutely.
What are some of the ways that you think that that not only the initiative that you're working on, Nicole, but also the organization and your participation together in it, how are those things impacting your outside lives?
Well, for example, like in the workplace for myself, you know, I think it just makes us more cognizant of our coworkers and our teammates and try to treat them respect and be kind. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main, you know, goals of her organization.
Being kind to somebody, reaching out, showing that you care really does something for somebody. Things start to change in a victim's head.
Yeah.
They start to believe, you know what, I have somebody that will help me. I have somebody that supports me. And then they start to be able to advocate for themselves. They start to be able to overcome this situation they're in. And I think that's something important that we definitely want to instill in our son is to not only be able to stick up for yourself and but I also want to teach him to be kind, to, you know, be that person that stands up for somebody, to, you know.
So I think it's more about being proactive than reactive.
Exactly.
If you take the initiative to be kind to the people you encounter, and everyone does that, there's a trickle effect where there won't need to be people reacting to that kind of bully behavior.
Absolutely.
And I think what one of the other things Nicole is trying to do is destabilize that concept that bullying can create status or, you know, give someone more confidence or make them feel elevated over another person. You know, it's about a change in the way we think and treat each other.
I think, you know, there's
a movement. You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. There's two things. Like, I think of like when I was being raised, my parents always try to instill, and I've posted this a few times, different versions of it. But the general genesis of it is to treat the janitor the same way you would treat a CEO. Every person deserves dignity, and every person has a role. And without that person, you don't get to be CEO. You don't get to be boss. I don't get to be sitting here rambling on and on this show. if there wasn't producers and there wasn't people and there wasn't people who kept the studio clean and people who keep these mics running and the people working on the power grid and all these things. And I think that's a respect factor. So it's teaching your children or your coworkers or whoever it is, your people, to be respectful and what the meaning of true respect actually is. And I think the other thing that is, to your point about being proactive, not reactive, is teaching courage. Courage is something that I think people, it's easy to sit back. You know, the bully, whatever, you can't control what people are going to do, right? But as a group, if everyone sits back and just watches this person go and attack somebody to make themselves feel better, and they don't do anything at all, and they don't, you know, you don't have to start a fight. Like I used to, college buddies, so you know how I used to roll. Mm-hmm. Things would be kind of crazy, and it could get out of hand.
Right.
That's not the answer. I mean, I still like it, but it's not the answer. The answer is actually having a group of people stand up and say, we're not going to accept that.
Sure. By being silent, you are giving that bully the okay to continue. Yep. And that is something that I've always said is, you know, silence is no longer an acceptable response to bullying, and it shouldn't be.
And I think it's even worse, actually, than just giving acceptance to the bully. I think it reinforces what the bully said to the victim.
Absolutely.
So everyone's saying silence, like, well, nobody disagreed, so clearly.
Absolutely. And that's one of the hardest things about being a victim of bullying, is that isolation.
Yeah.
And you're even nailing it. It's more than just feeling alone. It's alienation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're apart from the group, too, not just by yourself.
Right.
You're working on some very cool things here. I have to tell you, I'm obviously proud to know Chris and have known you for a long time. It's awesome to have you guys both here. Anything that we can do to help you guys get this initiative out, obviously send it to us. We'll pass it along in our social media followers and so forth. We've got a bunch of different initiatives with groups that already work with us downtown. I think I mentioned this before. I'm happy to introduce you to him.
I would love that, yeah.
There's a guy who's been a guest here a couple times, Michael Stark. He works for sort of a young leadership council. They go to food kitchens and all over the place to just try to get young people involved in helping the community, which is not necessarily just about bullying, but I think it goes to that courage and respect factor.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. I kind of have a I've introduced an outreach program along with my organization. It's called the Kindness Crew, and we are just that. We are a community outreach program that does inspire kindness and giving back and demonstrating that, and you know that, and that creates unity.
Yeah.
And when you create unity, you're able to change the atmosphere that bullying thrives in.
Yep.
It's
and that's important. And
it's
all about being together, right? And I just held my first Kindness Crew event, which I absolutely loved. And it was just as simple as a random act of kindness day.
Yeah.
And the response was wonderful. And so I'm really looking forward for the next one.
That's awesome. Well, I hope to help any way that I possibly can.
Thank you.
Where do people go to learn more about your organization and follow you and help you out? Sure,
absolutely. Well, I'm on social media and I have a website, which is www.bekindmakeadifference.com.
Very cool.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Thank you guys both for making the time and coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
You can stream this episode and more on a WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.